and gentlemen, we are live with episode 66 of the Hughes Sports Podcast. I am your host, Jake Hughes, alongside the old man. Old man, how the hell are you doing today?
Did you say episode 66?
Episode 66.
How have they not canceled our asses yet?
Well, see, the nice thing is we're the bosses of the show.
Oh.
They can't really cancel us yet.
Okay. That explains all. You asked how I'm doing. As I cough. I am fighting off this dang cold that I've had for almost 2 weeks now. But I'm getting there. I'm getting better.
That's fair. I am also fighting off a cough. You guys might notice one or both of us mute ourselves during the podcast if you're watching live. If this is watching on recording, we might edit it out. We might not. Depends on what's going on. But yeah. Big show this week.
Huge show.
Let's not wait any longer and bring in our special guest for this week. He is a friend of the show. Arland Bruce the Fourth. Arland, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I mean, we could complain, but no one's going to really listen to us. So.
Right. I know exactly what you guys are feeling. I was feeling a little sick too. We just talked about it.
Yeah. So,
feeling what you guys are feeling.
For those who are newer viewers and you're looking at that name going, Arland Bruce, holy crap, he hasn't aged. What the heck? You might recognize this man's name. Why? Because Mr. Arland Bruce the Third played in the CFL, was an all-star in the CFL, won numerous Grey Cups in the CFL. This is his son. Why are we having his son on in the middle of Stanley Cup playoffs? Well, it's NFL draft time. And Arland, explain what's happening. Tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow is the first round of the NFL draft, you know, hoping to get my name called and just see what team wants to sign me, and then so I can prove myself. I'm ready to go.
Nice. For those who weren't around back when we interviewed you a few months ago, tell them who you are, what position you play, kind of your, give them your background, give them your 101, give them your elevator pitch.
Right. I'm Arland Bruce the Fourth. I'm a receiver from Olathe, Kansas. It's a suburb of Kansas City on the Kansas side. I played receiver at the University of Iowa for 2 years. Then I went to Oklahoma State my junior year, so January of 2023, and was supposed to play but lost my eligibility for some off-field stuff, you know, that I've learned from, obviously. It's unfortunate. Yeah. Things went down. But now I'm ready for the NFL. I'm ready for the next level, and I feel like I didn't get to prove myself during my college career. But I'm ready, and you could cut on the tape and see when I did touch the ball, and even when I didn't touch the ball, I'm blocking for my teammates, and I'm ready to go.
It's cool. Your dad has sent me a few of your clips over the last months, and the kid's got it, Jake. I'm looking forward to seeing. Which team? Now, when we say the first round of the NFL draft is tomorrow, how many rounds is there in the NFL draft?
There's seven.
There's seven rounds. And how long does that take? How many is it over like weeks?
It's over 3 days. So it's from Thursday to Saturday. So the first round is Thursday. That's the only round that is. And then Friday is the second and third. And then fourth through seventh, Saturday.
Nice. Nice. So you should know by sometime Saturday for sure.
Maybe Sunday. Yeah, you know, maybe Sunday. Hoping to be signed by Friday or no, Saturday, anywhere Friday to Sunday, you know.
Dude, Friday, that gives this old man goosebumps when I hear you say that. That's exciting. Now, how does it work? Do teams reach out to you leading up to the draft and gauge your interest or let you know they're interested?
It's a crazy process because scouts can even – they come into schools in the middle of the season or in spring ball like right now, and they'll get measurements on guys like way before you even declare. So guys – I mean, scouts are watching. Like they have portfolios on guys looking up their background history, they make cuts for like every single play that they've had. Like they basically stalk you your whole college career.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had a pro day, a Big 12 pro day at the Star in Frisco. It was a pretty cool experience. It was a conference wide pro day. And they had these cool things where for 2 days we're in a hotel from 8 to 9:30. We had this, there were scouts there. And so they would call everyone to the lobby and then they would call them into a room if a team wanted to talk to you. So they'd have a table with a team. And I want to say I talked to three teams.
Are we allowed to know which teams you talked to? Is that public information?
Yeah, for sure. So the first team was the Saints. I mean, I talked to the Saints for about 30, 40 minutes. That's the longest team I talked to.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we talked about like everything, like, you know, my family growing up, how what I played in high school, who I am off the field, what kind of leader I am, how they see me. And then I also talked to the Bills. That was brief. And then I talked to the Ravens briefly too.
Oh, very cool. Very
but
cool.
But I mean, ever since I declared, like my phone has been ringing, you know, so scouts can call you and ask you really anything.
Oh, really? Okay. What's the weirdest question a scout has asked you so far?
I mean, I haven't got anything really weird. I mean, I did get something that was like kind of not weird, but it was like it kind of irritated me a little bit, but I can't talk about what team that was.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us what it was without telling us what team?
Well, I mean, they're doing their due diligence. Like, they have to check on everything about you.
Oh, but of course.
But, like, I can't – it was just the way I came in and I talked to them. Like, they didn't ask about how I was doing. Like, all right, tell me about the situation that happened, like, instantly. Like, and then I said, like, probably – I mean, they asked me about 10 questions, like they're drilling me on it. I mean, it wasn't anything that was strange. It was just like, it's a job interview, you know? Well, yeah. And some teams are going to have a different approach than another team. Everyone, because it's business, you know? Some people have different ways of executing.
And when you say it's business, it's big effing business. Like, it's not small potatoes. We're talking millions, billions of dollars on the line.
Right.
They're going to do their due diligence.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So it was just different from – I want to rephrase what I said and say it was just different than the Saints, you know.
Yeah.
Because each team has a different priority level and some teams just want to get to know something about you. Maybe they don't care about you. Some maybe they really do care about you. That's what they're asking.
So. Of course. And what I respect about you is you own what happened. We're not going to get really deep into the weeds on what happened, but it was you had got caught up, I'll say. Is that a fair word? In a gambling situation. You owned it. You didn't try to lie your way out or weasel your way out in any type or form. You freaking manned up and said, yep, I screwed up.
Right.
They gave you a small little fine. And I think good on you, and I really hope, Ireland, I do. I'm freaking cheering for you. I'm putting out positive vibes for you because I think you deserve a shot. It's simple. We've seen the bad side of sports too often. It's time we see a good story.
Right.
So this is a question that I've always wondered. First round comes and goes. Thursday comes and goes. Everyone kind of knows what's going on, like who's going to be going in that first round. Maybe a couple surprises. Are you sitting by your phone all day on Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Like, do you have plans? What does your day look like on this?
So, I mean, Thursday, you know, I'm not really, I mean, that would be great, but I know that's the type of player, like if I showed what I could do, that's what I'd be doing. But, you know, realistically, I'm not expecting to call Thursday. But Friday, Saturday, you know what I'm saying? I'm by my phone. I'm in Oklahoma right now, Oklahoma State, just training. Coach Gundy, you know, he was gracious enough to let me use the facilities this time until mini camp. Let me use the weight room and the indoor facility locker room. So I'm grateful for that. But yeah, I'm going to be by my phone. I'm here in Oklahoma. I'm by my phone and I'm watching the draft, the entire draft.
Now, have you told all your friends and family, don't freaking call me?
I'll probably have my phone on some type of D&D where like my save contacts like can't call me or something. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It'll be from a random number probably.
Probably would be, right?
I mean.
So you're going to be with your loved ones, I take it, of some kind?
I mean, I'm going to be with my roommate here, but my mom, she's in Kansas City and my brothers.
Oh. So,
you know, it's kind of a thing where if the phone rings right away for the draft, that's awesome. You know, I would love that. That'd be a blessing. But even if it rings after the draft, that's a blessing. All I need is a shot and to prove myself.
Love the way you say that. Just give me a shot. Let me prove myself.
Right.
Jake.
However it is.
What type of training are you going through right now? I know we talked about it all kind of off screen here, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there be like, oh, he's declared for the draft. Now it's just wait and see. But you're still full on working out, getting reps in. What does that look like on a, I guess, weekly basis? Because I'm assuming it's not the same every single day.
Right. It's not. It's different each week, too. So it's different than before pro day, what type of training that was. Because I want to say a bit harder lifting and a lot more running, like top end speed. But right now, it's really maintaining weight, getting stronger, but also getting faster. So just running a lot. So when I go to mini camp, that I'm in shape and I'm ready to go, and my routes are looking clean and looking sharp. Just looking sharp.
When is mini camps?
So it depends. So some teams have theirs starting next Friday, so May 3rd. Oh yeah, that's really soon. And then some teams will have theirs May 10th, and some will even have theirs after.
So you got no rest here. It's like you're this is
going. I'm ready to go though, because I mean, pro day was over what, like almost a month ago. So I've been ready to go. So I mean, mini camp, it's only 3 days too. I'm ready to put the helmet on and get to work.
Awesome. Well, sir, we promised we wouldn't keep you long. We just wanted to bring you on to say we're thinking of you. We're putting it out there for you. Let's hope you get there, Jake.
Yes, before you leave, is there anything you want to say to anyone who might see this video, whether it be a random NFL scout, anyone who sees this, who might be scrolling through their Twitter feed and sees it? What would you want to say to them?
Random person. So first I go with a little kid, you know, who has the same dreams as me. So I've had this dream since I was, I want to say, 6 years old. It's possible. It's do it. It's consistency, hard work. And that sounds cliche, but when you do something every single day and you're seeing yourself improve, that's where you see results come into play. And for me, I'm a big believer. I believe in the Lord, and I know that the Lord has a plan for me, whether it's something that I want or not. So trust in his plan and put him first. And then for a scout, I mean, I could do everything. I can kick return, punt return, be in the backfield, play slot, outside, literally can do everything. I mean, I even played quarterback back in the day if I have to throw the ball too. So
you're ready.
I'm ready.
Well, Arlen, I we appreciate the time. Everyone keep your eyes out for the NFL draft for when Arlen Bruce's name is called. And hopefully we will be cheering you on in the NFL very, very soon.
Yes, sir. You guys will. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Do me a favor, Arlen. When I know your dad will probably beat you to it, but when you know, send me a quick text. Let me know. We're going to blast it all up here in Canada, sure. Get people excited.
For sure. I mean, it'll probably be on social media like right away, probably before I almost even know, you know.
That's how you might find out.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. For the time, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
We'll talk again.
Yes, talk sir. To you later.
Take care.
Wow.
That was Arlen Bruce IV. The same week he is preparing for the NFL draft. I'm excited. I've never been an NFL draft guy, especially like wow. We're not huge NFL fans, but being able to have a guy who deserves it, who's working hard and really is putting the effort in. It'd be so nice to see him get drafted or even just an opportunity, like you said, after the draft. If his phone rings on Sunday for any team.
Yes. and it's like that, like old cliche, one mistake shouldn't set your life path. We've all effed up. Some of us more than others. A lot of us either don't own up to it, bury it, or try to bury it. And here's a guy who knows he messed up. He got caught up in a gambling situation, and he didn't try to bury it. He didn't try to hide from it. He owned it. Let's give him a shot, guys. That's all he needs.
Well, and I truly think, and I know there's some people chatting in, wishing him the best.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter. It's at A Bruce IV, Arlen Bruce the Fourth. I'm sure he'll be posting his reaction there as soon as he finds out. Stay tuned to our socials as well. Like the old man said, as soon as we hear something and know something, we'll be blasting it out as well.
Oh, for sure.
Do we want to stay in? Let's stay in the football world for now.
Just before we jump in, talking about the whole gambling thing and
yes.
Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Everybody's talking about how good you look. You got a new haircut and how great he looks. What about the old man over here? I need some loving, guys. Come on.
Well, I mean, you need to do something drastic, like grow your hair out for like 2 years and then all of a sudden decide on a whim to get it cut and shave your beard because it's playoff time.
There you go. It could be.
But yes, staying within the world of football, we talked about Sean Lemon announcing his retirement last week.
Yes, we did.
It was announced today that Sean Lemon has actually been suspended indefinitely by the CFL due to, what was the exact wording? I need to pull up the article again.
Go ahead and pull up the article. He was literally caught red-handed, 2021, I believe they said, betting on CFL games. Not only was he betting on CFL games, he bet on the BC Lions Stampeders game when he was a Stampeder. Now, he bet his team to win. He didn't bet to lose. And they did lose because they were playing the best. Sorry, Stamps fans.
I just want to read the word for word. Defensive lineman Sean Lemon has been suspended indefinitely for participating in sports wagering activities involving CFL games, including one in which he played. An investigation uncovered that Mr. Lemon bet on CFL games in 2021 while a member of the Calgary Stampeders. While the investigation uncovered clear and irrefutable evidence of Mr. Lemon's participation, no evidence was found to indicate matches were in any way impacted by his wagering.
Now, I get it. I really do. Don't bet on the games you're playing in. I could see why you'd be in shit for doing that. But how does him betting on a Montreal-Ottawa game affect him whatsoever?
I agree completely. Like, if you're betting on, if you're going to promote gambling as much as you do,
well, the picture the CFL used has bet 9-9.
If you're going to use athletes to promote your sports betting website, you should expect sports athletes to bet on your website. Now, they should not be betting on games that they're in. That is immoral and unethical.
And maybe stay away from the league you're in. I don't know. Like,
to me, that doesn't matter. Like, what's the difference between betting on, like, someone, say I'm playing for the BC Lions, what impact do I have in the Edmonton Elk and Calgary Stampeders game? Oh, maybe I know someone.
I was just going to go there. Yep.
But what's stopping me, a private citizen, Jake Hughes of the CU Sports Podcast, of knowing someone who's in the organization of the Stampeders and has that same information? Well, absolutely none.
And that's the thing. You can't, in my world, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
No.
Either gambling's bad or it's not. You can't bring all this money into a league with gambling, and it's huge money, folks. We're not talking thousands of dollars. We're not talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're talking millions of dollars being brought into these leagues. by sports betting companies. And so we're going to promote sports betting continuously. We do it.
Yep.
Coolbet.com.
Use promo code Hughes.
Right? We make money off that, folks.
Yep.
That's how it works. The world goes around. We make money. You try to make money by betting. The company that's the Cool Bets, the people who own Cool Bets, makes money. I don't get it. I mean, I totally get he bet on the BC Lions.
That's
instant.
To me, that's evidence enough for him to be instantly, indefinitely banned.
Yes.
But we talked about this when Shohei Ohtani got caught, or his translator got caught, and he wasn't even removed from any games while an investigation happened.
Nothing.
It was there just was we believed Ohtani. It's fine. Moving on with our lives. But yet Pete Rose, who before sports betting was so highly involved, bet, and all of a sudden he's villainized and is banned from the league.
Perfect example, Jake. Perfect example. Hey, Sean, if you happen to be listening, we'd love to have you on. We want to hear your side of the story.
Just throwing
it out there, Sean. We're friends. We're friends on Twitter. We're friends on Facebook.
I'd love to hear his story and his explanation, because knowing who he is as a player, he has a reputation, and maybe that reputation is unwarranted. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I've never met the guy, so it's hard for me to say. But all of a sudden, was it 2021? That he left the BC Lions?
Went to Calgary?
Was it 22 that he went? That he left and went somewhere else?
No, because he played for Calgary in 21.
But did he... I don't remember. Like, he was signed to BC during training camp and then had left.
Oh, that was just recently, wasn't it?
That was 22 or 21, 22 or 23.
Yeah,
Like, if it was 2022, could that have been the reason?
Yeah, you're right. It's 2016 to 18, he was with Toronto.
2018. 2023. He signed with the BC Lions. Lemon was released by the Lions during training camp.
Right.
May 22nd, 2023. So it was during the investigation period.
Right.
So...
And I mean, if you go back and look at this story, it's just weird how it happened, because he announced his retirement. And
why not let him go off into the sunset?
They don't want him to come back as a coach or any other kind of affiliated with the league. And
that's fair.
They're making an example.
Yep.
They're literally making an example out of him. And I guess if you're going to have a strictly no betting on the, and I don't know what the, that'd be a good question to ask. Maybe we could reach out to the league. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow and see if what the actual policy is. Can players bet on other sports and just not the CFL?
Or are they allowed to bet on football, just not the CFL? Like, are they allowed to bet NFL?
US
or UFL?
Yeah, or whatever the other, crappy league is. I mean, the other league. Did I say crappy league? So we've been avoiding this topic. We need to bring it up, Jake.
Well, we don't. We need to. Okay. I feel like this is a perfect opportunity.
Oh,
because I'm getting something here. Just 1 second.
Here, coming to the Hughes Sports Podcast Network. I am in the island of Malta at the Malta Poker Festival, living my best life, but coolbet.com is the place to be and placing your bets tonight in the NHL playoffs. I absolutely love, and I'm pounding the over in the Edmonton Oilers game at home. 5.5 is a gift. Play that game over. You might even want to play the Oilers side over. I think they are going to win huge. I'll give you an extra bonus. Play that Oilers team minus 1.5. Also play them first period. That is the angle we're going to take on that game. That is the way you win. We're giving you great sports information. Use code HUGES when you open up an account and deposit at coolbet.com. We're going to bust that bookie.
That is right.
Live.
Live no. from Malta. Definitely live from Malta. but no, definitely do check out coolbet.com. If you do deposit.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. Sorry. Yes. It's not cool bets. It's cool bet.
Yeah, that is what I said.
No, you said bets. Go ahead.
No, I think I just slur my words when I speak. Because I know, because every time I try to type it in, I go cool bets. Because yes. In my brain, it's like, it should be bets. But no, it's coolbet.ca. When you go there, you can, when you deposit, you don't even have to deposit to look at the, or sign up to look at the odds that they're giving and the interesting stats that they give you during a game. I don't know if you have checked this out, old man, but when you're actually live, a game's actually happening, it'll give you the stats live as it's happening.
Yes.
So it'll tell you, okay, LA's now attacking, Edmonton's now attacking. Kind of give you insights. So if you are live betting the game, you can use some of those stats to, as Kelly says, break that bookie.
Break that bookie. Speaking of coolbet.com, I'm making a call out to all our poker players, all our followers, all our fans, even if you're not a fan and you hate us, coolbet.com, Sunday nights at, I think it's 7 p.m. Eastern time. They have a thing called Nations Cup. It's a poker tournament for Canada to qualify for free trips and all kinds of other cool stuff. It's a 20 euro buy-in only. When you're going on, it's important to listen. Don't deposit on the sports betting side if you don't plan on sports betting. Go right to Go Play Poker and deposit there. It's a site within their site. If you're going to play poker, deposit in the poker area. And I am going to try to play on Sunday. I'm not going to tell you who I am. Yeah, I will. I'm Azura64 on the site. I'm going to make sure Jake's is in there too, with my help. Let's fill this place up. Who wants to go to Malta or somewhere?
I'd love to go to Malta. Me. Can I go to Malta to play poker?
Kelly's, if you don't follow Kelly Kellner on Facebook, you got to do it because he's hilarious. As you saw when we had him on and we didn't get to say much when he was on. Doctor. That's the way Kelly is. Anyway, Sunday night, 7 o'clock, coolbet.com. Be there.
And now we transition into Thatcher Demko. After an amazing round or game one in the first round against the Predators, in which in the first period he made a phenomenal save, stretched across and got the fans on their feet. Not too long after. Well, no, that's not true. We didn't play well in the first period of that game.
No.
But we managed to pull it out. We were able to get that win with two goals, one by a beautiful tip on a beautiful shot from Hughes. Suter tips that in past Saros. And then Dakota Joshua in front of the net, who from a beautiful feed from Garland with Lindholm on the forecheck to put the Canucks up, and we didn't look back from there. And then the next day, the worst possible news you could get is, and it came out in a trickle of information that was just enough to keep me distracted at work for about an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was, Demko's not on the ice for optional skate. We're hearing reports that Demko's injured. Then Elliot Friedman tweeted out that indeed he has confirmed reports. And then Frank Saravelli confirmed reports that Demko is in fact out. It was then confirmed later in the day by Coach Tockett. And then after the game last night, Coach Tockett confirmed to media that it is a week to week injury, meaning if you believe, and there, I have no reason not to, because Tockett has been more than forthcoming with injuries to the media that it's at least a week plus, meaning the earliest we should probably be looking at seeing Demko is next Friday, which if my math is correct, that would be game one, game two, game three, game four, game five. That'd be game six.
This is why we can't have anything nice when you're a Vancouver fan.
It's Canucks luck. Like they literally, D who's in chat was like, "Oh, it's not that bad. It's going to be great." It's like DeSmith has it. It's like, no, you don't get it. This is new to you because you're watching because of me. But this is what Canucks luck is. As soon as we're feeling good, we're feeling confident, we get a shit sandwich.
And just look at the game yesterday. Go Casey Go chant starts. Loud Go Casey Go chant. And literally the weirdest effing goal I've seen in so many years. Because Demko's going that way. The puck went this way. And boom, they're up 1-0. And I have seen a lot of hockey over my lifetime. I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen hockey gods beat on a team as bad as the hockey gods beat on us last night.
Now, there's a lot of shots.
What was it, like 90 million shots?
86 shot attempts. 33 of them missed the net. 33 of them hit somebody and were blocked, which means by my simple calculations, that was 18 shots on net. You're not going to win a hockey game, any hockey game, let alone a hockey game against a very, 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 very good goalie with 18 shots.
And how many times did you hear me scream?
I thought you were going to try to say very calm.
Calm, cool, and collected that I am, say, "Oh, would you please, for the love of God, shoot the puck?" I sounded like a freaking parrot.
The problem is they were shooting the puck 88 times. That's it. That's a Canucks record. They also broke a record. They also first place for shots missed. They also were first placed for shots being blocked against them. So I don't think it's about shooting the puck anymore.
It was insane how many times these kids were laying down in front of a frozen puck, traveling at 100 miles an hour. It literally insanity.
So in listening, because I don't know if you listened, in listening to Rick Tocchet last night at the press conference, he was saying, and he even said, "I don't want to say what adjustments we want to make."
No, of course not.
But what he kept talking about on the bench and in intermissions was there. It's just getting the players to see it. What could you see?
You couldn't see anything.
The only thing, and Don Taylor and Rick Dhaliwal were on with Canucks Talk today. They do it every week.
Is
and Don Taylor said,
Taylor like 150 years old yet?
He's like your age.
Is he really?
I'm pretty, like, he's not much older than you.
God. I mean, for us old folks, Jeff McClure,
he started when
you're
he,
listening, you'll remember this. He started on Sports Page.
Yeah.
A million years ago.
He's
Googling it, folks. That's what he's doing. If you're not watching.
He's 64 years old.
Is he 64? So he's way older than me.
By five years?
Half a decade.
When you get up to that age, that's like not even 10% of your life. but he was saying that he's expecting there to be a lot of intentionally shooting the puck wide and getting intentional tips to go around the players.
And you could maybe, that might explain why, everybody was all over EP40 for a saucer pass he made instead of shooting the puck, me included. screaming at the TV. I think I pulled something in my throat. What did I pull? Jake, what did I pull?
Your uvula.
Long story, folks. And maybe that's what the message was.
I don't think so. Benched. I honestly think, and watching Pettersson last night, watching the way he played, he's overthinking the game. It's as simple as that. He is a fantastic player when he is feeling the game, when he's got that arrogant confidence about himself, that creepy alien vibe to him. He doesn't have that right now. He looks like a mortal human being, which is fine. But you can't do that for more than three games in the playoffs if you're an $11.5 million player.
You can't. So I'm going to change the subject just for a sec. Does it bother you that your mom and your girlfriend are having a private conversation?
No, I was just ignoring it. I was just ignoring it.
Carry on.
I think that was just Pettersson. He put the puck off the side of the net in the third. He made that pass to Garland. That was in the first. But if you watch that play back, if you go back and watch it, from our view, he had a wide open net. He did not. He would have had to put it up over a sprawling Nashville player and up over the glove of Saros. He made the right play in that move. And the thing is, we're talking about it in a negative. If Garland's able to get just a slight piece of that and tips it in, we're talking about a completely different game.
We are, right? And it literally changes the game at that point.
Because it was early enough, right? You tie the game at one, or maybe you're down by one only.
I think it would have tied the game at two. I think they were up 2-1 at that point.
No, that was early in the first.
Was it?
Yeah, that was early in the first.
Okay, I'll trust you on that one.
But the it just feels like Pettersson's gripping the stick a little too hard, overthinking things, and I would not be surprised to see Connor Garland and Dakota Joshua being centered by Pettersson in the next game. Because those are two guys who, you know, no matter who they're playing with, they're going to be generating offense.
Yeah.
And maybe you just take that little bit of pressure of having to drive a line away from Pettersson. Right?
Yeah.
And now that the series is tied at one, should there be concern? Should us irrational fans, bandwagon fans that were partying in the streets on Sunday after game one, be concerned with the team?
Should there be concern that it's tied at one? No. Should there be concern that Demko's out and we don't know for how long? Hell yeah. He's the core of this team. With Demko in, we play a different game in front of him.
So I don't disagree. To a degree, we play a slightly different game. We shouldn't be. Because if we play our game, we probably win that rather than what we tried to do. But if you look at all the goals that were scored, what goal does Demko save that DeSmith misses?
He doesn't. He comes back and saves that first goal.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. You can say no, but I say he does.
Forsberg.
That was a weak goal. I mean, I watched the replay over and over. Demko saves that.
I agree with you. I think Demko saves that one, but that's still, I mean, there's an empty netter.
But it changes that first save. He kicks that puck out. And on that first goal, crowd goes crazy.
Again, the only reason I say I don't think Demko can make that save is because that high tip and having whoever was the Canuck and the Pred in front of him, you can't see that till it's too late. So now,
was there defensive mistakes made on every single goal?
Oh, yeah.
Hell 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Like, and things that you don't normally see from the Canucks. Quinn Hughes lost an edge on that first goal, and that's why Pettersson had to come back. The play doesn't go out the way it's supposed to. Like, you can't, again, it's, I'm not, I'm, and I'm not saying that people are blaming DeSmith. I'm just saying I don't think Demko makes a huge difference in the way that game broke down.
Yeah.
Do I think the Canucks come out less nervous because Demko's in net? Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said it right away, even before that first goal, that what's going on? The Canucks look nervous.
Yes, and they were. Now, did you hear the news? Who starts tomorrow?
DeSmith is in net tomorrow. Or Friday, yes.
Friday. Yes, they're playing DeSmith. They're not going to put Sivlov, whatever his name is.
She loves.
Wow, what was that? Did that guy come right through your living room?
No, just you know, revving a motorcycle at almost 9 o'clock at night. It's no big deal. Just welcome to Calgary.
Welcome to Calgary.
What are your thoughts on that? Because I have my thoughts.
I had convinced myself that they were going to start Siv. I can never say his name.
Silovs or Shelovs?
Shelovs. I had convinced myself they were going to start him. So when I heard the news, and he quashed any goaltender controversy by doing it, and he announced it this morning saying, nope. Jeff McCleary makes a great point. Smarter hockey brains are making these decisions than mine. I'm an irrational fan. I don't care who plays. Just effing win.
So my first thought, before we get to Jeff's point, because I do agree with what he has to say, if you go to Shelovs and Shelovs has a shitty game, you can't go back to DeSmith now. You've pulled all confidence from him.
Yeah.
So you give DeSmith this game and you say that you have a short leash, basically. Like, well, you go down 2-1, you're not starting.
I mean, it goes back to the whole Luongo.
Yep.
Right? But having said that, and we said it, there was a lot of defensive mistakes made.
And Jeff McCleary chimes in and says, and I hate to say it, and so do I, Jeff, because I 100% agree, they missed Myers. They missed
Draft. Stop smiling, D. Just take that smile right off your face, young lady.
They missed Myers last night. Don't get me wrong. I don't think Juulsen was out of place at all, but I don't think Juulsen made any major mistakes.
Except for those two penalties, you know.
One was a phantom call.
One was bizarre.
One was a phantom call. The other one was...
deserved.
A penalty.
Yeah.
But Tyler Myers has been known to take a few penalties.
No, not Tyler. Calm, cool, and collected Tyler. Come on.
But I think...
From that first game, we had to admit it. The reason I tell D to stop smiling is Jake's Lady D. Lady D. That's what I'm going to call her for now on. Okay. Is a big Tyler Myers fan. She has kind of a soft spot for him. And we were bugging her. And he came out and played one hell of a game.
Just fantastic.
Game one. Like, just a phenomenal game. Not one mistake that I could point out that he made in that game.
He was physical, didn't cross the line, didn't cause a penalty. And you saw it again from Zadorov, because Zadorov played the exact same physical way. Last night, Zadorov was there, but they didn't have that second huge physical piece. And, like, Juulsen threw that one big hit.
Yeah.
But it's different. It's not Tyler Myers.
It's not. It's not Tyler Myers at all. There you go, D. We got your love up for the giraffe.
Get that out of here.
Get that shit out of here. Do we know how long Chaos is going to be off for?
He had the flu.
Oh, was that what it was?
He was real sick yesterday. They obviously fed him a bunch of fluids over the day.
He should be good to go by Friday, hopefully.
We're hoping.
Okay.
We're hoping.
He's hour by hour, day by day, not week by week.
Yeah, I think Tockett said that he didn't have an update on Myers.
Okay.
But that he was hoping to have one for today, and I haven't heard anything today, so.
Cool.
Anything else you want to talk about with the Canucks?
What do you expect in game three?
I expect a team to come out pissy. Yes. I expect, and I said it from game two, the way when they were doing the national anthems, Zadorov was skating back and forth with a lot of nervous energy. Yeah. I honestly thought he was going to pick a fight right off the first whistle. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a fight early in the first.
Yeah.
I also would not be surprised. Again, like I said, be surprised to see shuffling of the lines and get Patterson with Joshua and Garland.
So you don't think the lotto line's going to...
I don't think you're at that point of desperation yet.
Okay.
I think if you go down a couple goals early, you might see that go. You'll put Lindholm back with Joshua and Garland. You'll move Suter down. Like it's a whole puzzle of confusion and chaos. But you'll
see the lotto line is what
you're I think you'll see at. The lotto line. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they set the tone early. And when I say early, in the first couple minutes, and they have to score early in my books. They have to not let the Preds collapse back like they were. I mean, that third period was, we dominated. I mean, honestly, and I know the stats probably won't back this up, but I think we played a better game in game two than we did in game one with the 90 shots on net. The fact that how many 40 of them were freaking blocked. You take 30 of those and they actually hit the net. All of a sudden we're pushing 48 freaking goals. And a couple of those probably go in.
But you're like, yes, we were dominant we looked dominant in the third.
Oh, yeah.
They were up by two. They were up by two and they played a defensive shell. If you score another goal, that's a completely different game. So it's very hard to say like what that looks like in all reality.
It is. And thus I say, I want to see him score.
Yeah.
I want to see him score early.
I think if the Canucks get up early, and I don't even say early, if the Canucks get up by a goal first, if they're the first one to score,
mm-hmm.
it's a completely different game plan for the team.
I agree. Totally agree.
20, the rest of the 2024 playoffs. How much have you been watching of the 2024 playoffs?
None, to be honest. Just mainly for the fact, obviously Ellison isn't a big hockey fan. So off nights is our nights. So we get to watch our silly shows on TV and just kind of hang out together. Because I'm preparing her for a long playoff run. So,
we need to get through Nashville first.
Yes.
There are three series. Give us some stats,
Jake.
I don't have a lot of stats, but I have three series that are tied at, or three series that are 2-0s. We have two series that are tied at one. We have two series that are 1-0s. And we have one series now officially 2-1.
Yeah, Boston won again, eh?
Boston won again. Vegas and Dallas, I think, are playing right now.
Yeah, it's 1-1 end of first. 3 minutes left in the first period, and the Kings are up 2-0 on the Oilers.
Let's go.
Go Kings! Nah, I want the Oilers to win.
I think we need to get past...
We can't look anywhere else.
No. If we had Demko, I am 100% on board of looking ahead.
Yeah.
But not right now.
We're looking ahead till Friday.
There's been one overtime played. That's it.
Yeah. Now
it feels like a low amount. And maybe it's just because I only pay attention to overtime like during the playoffs.
Yeah.
Especially the last few years because we haven't been in the playoffs. So it just feels like there hasn't been that close of games.
Well, I mean, when you're looking at some of these games, I'm just going back here. Round one, 3-1, 5-1. Lightning Panthers have been close. It was 3-2.
And that's the game that went to overtime. Yeah. That's the series that went into overtime. Sorry.
Game one of the Rangers Capitals was 4-1. The Jets, Winnipeg, or the Jets Avalanche game was like 32-31. It was 7-6.
But that game also, like, the score was a lot closer than the game actually was.
Yes. Canucks 4-2. Bruins 3-2. So, I mean, there has been some closer games, but there's none, been the 7-4s.
Yeah. 5-2 last night, Avalanche Jets.
Yeah.
4-1. Like, the Canucks Predators, to me, that was a series that, okay, this is going to be a double overtime type of series.
Yeah.
Because both teams play a very similar type where they'll go run and gun and then they'll get a lead and sit back. And usually when those two teams meet, you end up in a 2-2 tie for seven periods.
Maybe I'll get Kelly to talk about this on his next video, is the Canucks series, should you be taking the under or the over? I would be taking the under because they're not scoring a lot of goals.
It honestly depends on what the game's set at.
Yes.
Right? So it's hard to say. It's been a fun playoff series, though. Like, each series has had its ups and downs. Like, I mean, the Rangers Capitals is the only series I think that is just a boring series, just because watching the bit that we did last night, the bit I've watched before, the Rangers are just that much better than the Capitals.
Well, and I said it to Jake, and I don't watch a lot of other hockey. I've watched almost every single Canuck game this year. But the games I have watched, and I don't know if it's just because I'm being an irrational fan, but it seems like the Canucks games are quicker. They're faster than a lot of the games we see out there.
Well, I think there's also, and I noticed it in the first period, there's not a lot of whistles in Canucks games.
Yeah.
You can go, there's a bunch of times where you'll go 5, 6, 7 minutes without a whistle. Where I don't know if that's always the case with other, like, and I'm just being honest, I don't know if that's the case with other teams because I'm not watching nearly as closely.
It's interesting. I don't know. Maybe we're just being irrational fans. Highly and likely. I don't have a problem with that.
No, we are irrational fans. That is the entire point of this podcast. We are batshit crazy insane.
Yes. And you'll notice I didn't take down my flag because I jumped off the bandwagon. I had to decorate downstairs because that's where we watch the hockey games, and it's got to be decorated. You can't just watch a hockey game. You got to experience a hockey game. Now, Jake, you kind of led people astray, and I'm going to call your ass out on it. You told everybody that would listen, you told them all, oh, I'm announcing it without even talking to the old man. We're going to go live.
Yeah. So there's been one I will take full ownership of. I was not in the mood to go live on Sunday. Tuesday, I had actually prepared to go live. Logged into TikTok. Swear to God, this app's going to be the death of me. Because I tested it. I ran a full, complete test stream. I did it. Everything worked. And now we have to reapply again. So we don't know if we'll be able to go live on Twitter or on TikTok ever again.
But maybe maybe Friday night we'll have some beers and we'll set the old camera up on top of the TV and we'll go live on Facebook and YouTube.
Well, what I was thinking is maybe we can discuss this. We can come up with a plan, but I'm thinking maybe instead of going live during the game
is go during the intermissions.
Do an intermission report with the irrational fans. Get our live takes.
That's a bad idea, because then we won't get into copyright issues.
Exactly. There's no excess sound. We can go live. We can go do it right from our phones, I'm pretty sure.
Well, so I could bring down the camera and the computer, and we can just stream it from...
Like I said, we can figure it out off air.
Yeah.
We can make logistics.
I'll look after it, folks.
Okay, yeah. Let's... And you know what everyone else really likes and I really like?
What do you like?
It's time for the old man predictions.
how well did he do? Do-do-da, do-dee-do.
That's right, folks. We are back. Hi. We took a week off of the Old Man Predicts, but we're back.
Since when?
Since I decided while we were doing the show, while Arlen was talking, I actually typed up the thing. So it's in the rundown. It's not my fault you didn't read the rundown.
Well,
the Canucks are 1-1 after two games. Old man, what are your predictions for the Canucks? We play the Predators all the games. We play Friday. We play Sunday. And we play Tuesday. So that's three more games.
Yeah, we know our stuff here, folks. We know the Canucks are going to play the Predators for at least four more games.
No, three more games. Three more games. See? No, this just proves it. I know my stuff. This old man's out to fucking lunch.
I don't know what happened to me on last night, but I was talking about the Sedins and Luongo.
Yeah, anytime he started talking about the like, he talk about meaning to talk about Demko, and he'd say Luongo, and I just kind of stare at him. Then he was like, oh, Sedins. It's like,
he's having Patterson? 2011 flashbacks.
Kessler, JT Miller. I see the comparisons you're making with all these players, but like an American-born grumpy player. Kessler or JT Miller, a Swede with an insane potential and fantastic puck skills, Sedin or Pettersson. But what are your predictions for the next three games?
Oh.
I think he might have caught a case of narcolepsy.
Nope. I'm thinking. That was my thought process.
Oh, God.
2-1.
2-1. I'm gonna put you on the spot here. What order do these wins come in?
We win tomorrow.
Yep.
We lose Sunday.
Yep.
I'm taking Wednesday will be the next game.
Tuesday.
We only get, but we're traveling. There's a travel day there.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Then we win Tuesday.
All right, so we split the games away in Nashville just the exact same way we split them here in Vancouver. Then we come back and win one in Vancouver to take a what will then be a 3-2 lead in a series that I was expecting to only go five games. It's causing a little bit of stress.
I said six.
I still think that's bold with the current situation of goaltending, but cross our fingers. Again, the earliest I could see Demko playing is the third. And I think even if we win tomorrow and we lose on Sunday or Tuesday, I think we see Demko on the third.
From your lips to the Lord's ears. Get him healed.
I don't. No. Hockey gods. We need to talk to hockey gods, not regular god. Regular god's busy with like fires and famines and shit. Like we got to talk to like Gino or like get someone who's crossed over on the other side. Get up and talk to those hockey gods because we need a goddamn bounce to go our fucking way.
Jesus, we really do. We really, really do.
Follow us to see when we're going live, how we're going live, if we're going live on Friday. Follow us at HSP_pod on Facebook, on TikTok, on X or Twitter or whatever it is you want to call it. You can follow me at JStreams on that same platform. You can follow the old man at OldManHSP. Any parting words, old man?
You going to let me say something?
Well, this isn't the goodbye part yet. Oh. You can't say goodbye before we end the podcast.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just say...
any parting words, any thoughtful comments?
Don't make me sad, Canucks. That's all.
I mean, it's been 50-odd years of you being sad anyway. So, until next week or Friday, depending on what happens, have yourselves a wonderful night. Mwah! We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.